from KQED.
Judges traditionally stay out of politics, but the Chief Justice of the California Supreme Court accused federal immigration officers of stalking undocumented immigrants at trial courts. KQED's senior editor for politics and government, Scott Schaefer, says other state judges are following suit.
Tani Kantil Sakaue was named Chief Justice by former Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. But she didn't hesitate to fire off a tough letter to the Republican Trump administration when she got wind that immigration agents were operating in courthouses. Her message, knock it off. Now she says the Chief Justice in Washington State has done the same thing, asking the federal government not to enforce immigration laws inside courthouses.
Additionally, I know that the New Mexico Superior Court is hearing many issues and complaints, and they're determining what they can and want to do in this situation. I've read about it in Colorado. I've read about it in Texas. And I know that the chiefs are thinking about this.
The Chief Justice believes the recent immigration crackdown in courthouses will keep crime victims and witnesses away. But so far, the U.S. Attorney General's office will only say it's reviewing the matter. Also not helpful to the judiciary, says Chief Justice Kantil Sakaue, President Trump's disparaging comments about federal judges who oppose policies like his recent travel ban. She calls that kind of rhetoric disappointing.
So I think it is very threatening to the third branch of government. It's an indication of not treating the three branches as co-equal. And it's troubling to all of us to hear that because it is an attack on the public confidence and trust in the judicial branch's rulings.
Next week, the Chief Justice will tell lawmakers what's on her mind when she delivers her annual State of the Judiciary address to a joint session of the legislature. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.